Start. Ready, Carla?
Yes.
Good morning and welcome to the October 8th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Yeah.
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have our usual format this morning in which we have some communications items up front. We have a consent agenda. I don't believe there have been any requests to pull any items from the consent calendar. Let me get that out. Is that correct? And then we'll move on to other regular items. If you're here to testify on a regular calendar item, we typically give people 3 minutes. You just need to give us your name. You don't need to give us your address. And we also have a tradition here in the chamber of respecting everybody's point of view. So if you agree with somebody and want to demonstrate that somehow, wave or otherwise, give them a thumbs up. But we ask you not make vocal demonstrations in favor or against your fellow citizens while they speak, because everybody ought to have a chance to have their say, regardless of whether their point of view is in the majority in this room or not. So welcome. If you're a lobbyist and you're here to speak on a calendar item, please disclose that, because our code requires it. And with that, we'll begin with communications items.
I believe we have a pre-gavel for the...
Oh, sorry, pre-gavel, yes. Yeah, it's right here in front of me. So we do have a pre-gavel item, and I want to welcome Karen Graham here, who is part of Oregon's Partners of the Americas. So Karen, welcome. Tell us about Partners of the Americas, and thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning. Is it protocol to stand or sit?
No, sit, please. Yeah. You're welcome.
With me is... Javier Tejaheche, who is a business fellow, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about Partners of the Americas. We started 50 years ago. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary. It was part of the Alliance for Progress. It was called Partners of the Alliance. And the idea was to have partnerships between areas in North America with areas in Latin America. And Costa Rica just had the good fortune to be partnered with Costa Rica. Michigan is partnered with Belize, Washington with Chile, and we're an all-volunteer organization. We develop projects together. And here in Oregon and Costa Rica, our major projects are the Adult Exchange. So we have 7 visitors from Costa Rica and their hosts with us today. And so I'd like to introduce them to you. Francisco Quiros is from Pérez Celedón. Eraida Gonzalez is from Ciudad Quesada. And Priscilla Alfaro is also from Ciudad Quesada. Rosa Amelia is from Liberia in Guanacaste. And Lucila Hernandez is from Sarcero. And they're the newest subcommittee in Costa Rica. And Leda Quintana is from Nicoya. So they are here visiting. This is the end of their month-long trip. They've been in Hood River and Bend, Astoria, and then for the last week here in Portland. And we live in homes. We develop, the whole purpose of this program is lifelong fellowships and cultural and historic history, learning about each other. Partners International does major projects. They have a farmer-to-farmer program, so we send farmers down there to teach other farmers. They have a youth and development program where they're using the sports metaphor to take people out of the barrio and young people and kind of put them on a different life path. And those kids come back so enthusiastic after 8 months of that training. It's, it really is life-changing. And another thing that Partners does is the Business and Legislative Fellows. And Javier is here working with Steve Cohen for the next 5 weeks from Bolivia, looking at the food security. And I will let him talk about what he does. But all of these programs are supported by World Bank, USAID, the State Department, and Kellogg Foundation, other donors. So it's kind of an unusual organization, like Rotary on the one hand with an international office and chapters that develop their own things, and also like Sister Cities because of all the exchanges. So I'll let Javier speak for just a few minutes.
Can I ask you just a question first?
Yes.
I'm pretty confident that President Kennedy brought us the Peace Corps.
Yes.
And President Clinton brought us AmeriCorps. Who do we credit for the Alliance for Progress?
Kennedy. It was part of that whole Peace Corps.
It was still Kennedy.
When the Peace Corps developed, it was Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And Kathleen Kennedy Townsend is supporting Partners 100,000 Strong in the Americas. It's the Obama initiative for getting more university students traveling back and forth, and Partners is the major organizer of that effort.
Thank you.
Great. Good morning.
Hi. Buenos dias. My name is Javier de la Eche. I come from La Paz, Bolivia, where I am currently spearheading the process of the construction of Bolivia's first local food security law. In that matter, I got picked by Partners of America to do a fellowship here in Portland to understand how does Portland is addressing the food issues and how they are addressing their strategies related to food. I've been working very close with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, with which I'm having meetings with people and understanding how you're addressing how you do things, what strategies have you started using, and how can I apply that back in my country. Basically, that's what I do. And if you do need more information or want to keep in touch, I will be happy to give you anything extra.
Thank you.
We want to thank you very much for your time and allowing us to meet you. So thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in, and hopefully you'll always use the City of Portland as a resource in these exchanges. Hector Miramontes, who's the head of our international program, is here. We have, of course, a number of sister city relationships around the world that kind of date, in some cases, from that same era. But I think it's really important that we carry on these friendships and exchanges. We're seeing actually more and more public administrators coming to Portland in these kinds of exchanges, fostered in part by PSU and the Kennedy School of Government there. So it's really a valuable thing in both ways. My son actually was an urban planning student at Portland State and got to spend some time in Costa Rica as an exchange student. So he learned about planning in the mm-hmm. context of another country from that experience. So thank you for keeping this going, and always use our city and our city staff and departments as a resource for the work.
Thank you so much.
Mayor also has a big house.
That's right. Yeah, there's always a spare bedroom. When you're
We're having our 50th Oregon Costa Rica's 50th anniversary next year.
Ah, great.
And we're having the international meeting here in Portland. Oh. And we hope to do it on the cheap with homestays for everyone who's coming from Latin America.
Okay.
So I'll
step
be contacting
up,
you.
You'll let us know. And just following up on Charlie said, I have a daughter in college, and she mm-hmm. spent 4 terms now abroad. Uh-huh. Costa Rica, Chile, Spain, and Hong Kong.
Good for her.
So thankfully her college promotes this. So this is part of getting a modern education is being exposed to different cultures.
And having a second language is critical. Obama's idea is that the Western Hemisphere will be able to compete as a hemisphere with China and India in the future. And that's part of the reason for this 100,000 strong.
So, great.
Thank you so much.
Well, welcome, and come back soon.
Thank you.
Well, he's going to be here for a month,
okay.
So you'll get to see him.
Good,
thank you.
Good. Thanks very much.